Are you feeling lost? Well, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Lostish,
where we,
Rose Chachko
and Emanuela Kafoutakis,
share what it's really like navigating your 20s.
We're two semi-lost girls figuring out careers, relationships, wellness, purpose, and everything in between.
Each week, we dive into the highs, the lows, and lessons of chasing your dreams, finding happiness, and learning to embrace the uncertainty.
We're not here to pretend like we've got it all together.
We're simply just figuring it out with you. Episode 6.
Hello, guys, and welcome back
to the Lostish podcast. We are very happy to be back week by week. Episodes come out every Sunday, by the way. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, usually, I think we upload them in the morning, don't we?
Yeah, we try to.
We try to.
But sometimes definitely on Sundays. That's our aim.
That's our aim. So stay tuned for Sundays. Yeah, absolutely.
So today's episode, we're actually going to talk about something that we're both very excited about and very passionate about. Mm-hmm. How traveling has changed our perspective on life, I guess. Mm. And just all the little nitty-gritty stuff that comes with traveling and basically
and why you should do it, mm-hmm. while you can, and yeah, while you're young.
Take multiple perspectives on this, because kind of explain our experiences and how it opened our mind to a lot of things, and how it doesn't need to be done expensive, and how it's really something that deserves to be done when you're young.
Solo traveling as well, I think. Yeah, we will cover that too, because a lot of people are like, okay, I want to travel, but I don't really know who I want to go with, or I think I want to go myself and meet people, but I'm too scared, you know. So I think we'll touch on that as well. And the reason why we want to talk about why traveling changes your perspective on life is the fact that we actually went traveling together for the first time. Mm-hmm. And we've mentioned it in previous episodes, but we went volunteering in Fiji. So we were teaching and working in childcare. What, in February we did this program?
It was definitely one of my most memorable trips.
Yeah, it was one of the most memorable things. Well, actually one of the greatest things I think I've ever done. It was one of the most fulfilling things. We met the most remarkable people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like
it opened our minds to a whole new world that existed out there, world. Even though it's a place that's like 4 hours away from where
we live. Yeah, it's not that far, but it's completely different to our reality and where we live and how we live, and it just made us so grateful to be where we are. And Fiji is a beautiful country, and the people are just absolutely magnificent there.
It's crazy to see how much you realize you're stuck in a little bubble back at home when you go and explore and see all these new places and experience all these new people and new things. But it's so beneficial. I've always been obsessed with traveling ever since I was a little bean. Mm. I've been like that person that will rave on about wanderlust and wanting to get on my next flight and feeling like I could travel full time. Mm. But we're here to speak about, obviously, for the people who, are a bit scared to do it, or wondering if they should, or prioritizing other things, mm-hmm. even though they really want to travel and stuff like that.
The answer is yes, you should go. And if you want to go by yourself, go. I actually think going by yourself is sometimes better than going with people, because it actually forces you so hard out of your comfort zone. It forces you to make connections, and you don't understand how many people are traveling by themselves.
Yeah.
And then you guys stick together, and you've got a pen pal from the other side of the world, and
you're not ever tied down to doing what anyone else wants to do, really.
No, exactly. Because traveling can make or break relationships, friendships as well. I've been overseas with people that I have definitely had an interesting experience with traveling, but then I've also had experiences with people like yourself who have been absolutely amazing, and I could travel with you any day, any time.
Yeah. So, the types of people we meet when we're traveling is just crazy. Like, some of the people that I've met, some of the most beautiful people, young, old, children, grandparents, like absolutely crazy, insane people that I would absolutely want to see again in my life.
Yeah.
While I've been traveling, and just the most kind-hearted, like, people ever.
So down to earth, God. But then you have that other side where sometimes you can meet some absolutely crazy cats out there, and who are, I don't know, can be very intense, or, you know, incredibly culturally different. And culturally different is okay. Culturally different is great, actually, because you're allowing yourself to immerse into a new culture, which I think is so important, and it will, you know, expand your horizons and life experience, because being stuck in a bubble is so real. Like, I feel like, so we're from Australia, we live in Australia, as you can hear by our accents, and I think we've reiterated in previous episodes if you're streaming in from overseas. But I feel like we are in such a bubble here, you know, especially living in Sydney, whether you're in the eastern suburbs or the western suburbs or wherever you're from, like, you're in such a bubble. And I feel like we don't expand our horizons as much as traveling forces us to, if that makes sense. Like, traveling, you have no choice but to see a different part of the world, to see different people, to accept that there is difference. That's, and you're not going to find people that are going to be the same as you.
Absolutely. It really, it makes you, it also actually, when you're out seeing all these new things and experiencing all these new things, you actually gain a newfound respect and, like, appreciation for other people, but also for home and for your family and for stability and routine and all of that. Because I know every single one of us has probably experienced at some point, like, yes, I know I could travel full time, but when you're in that moment, you're like, oh, I miss the comfort of my bed, or I missed my hot shower,
or the smell of my sheets, or, like, you know, my mum telling me to, like, go do my laundry, like, you know, like, it's,
yeah. And we're saying that is a reason to do it, by the way.
Oh, 100%.
You gain newfound respect for the world and for your world back home.
Yeah. Oh, I really love that. You gain a newfound respect for the world and your world.
So let's talk about how it doesn't need to be done in an expensive manner.
Oh, you can do traveling on a budget 100%. Not saying that you can't go, that you need to go overseas and be broke. Absolutely not. Because you know what? Like, you do need money. You do need savings to go and travel. But you can do it in a much cheaper way than a lot of people. Not saying that if you want to do it in a glamorous way, you absolutely can. You can go and stay at 5-star hotels.
But it doesn't have to be. Don't let that stop
you. No, it doesn't have to be. But some people, that's how some people want to do it. Some people want to do it expensive. Some people want to do it cheap and literally, you know, house hop or stay in hostels or sometimes camp out. Like,
you know how my favorite place to way to travel is? I don't feel like I'm on either two of those ends.
Neither do I.
I like experiencing the country for what it is.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, if I go to Fiji, I'm happy to stay in a volunteer home and go and eat street food. And if I stay in Dubai, I'm happy to stay in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
And if I go to, you know, Paris, I'm happy to eat croissants on the corner cafe.
Yeah.
And in Greece, I'm going to stay in little Airbnb cabins that are right on the water and eat gyros every single day.
Yeah.
Like, I like experiencing each country for what it has to offer.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the things that people don't do enough.
And you want to go, sorry to interrupt, but you want to go to a country to see the country, not because they have an amazing hotel and you're going to stay in the hotel the whole time. We actually had this thing. So when we went to Fiji, we did the first week in a volunteer home, which was shared with like 20 plus people. And then we stayed in a resort the last three days of the trip. And oh my gosh, we genuinely, when we were in the resort, like, yeah, it was great. You've got the amenities, you've got the big swimming pool, you've got your showers, you've got, you know, your nice bed sheets. But
we both said that the first week of our trip was the most unforgettable by far, and we felt the most immersed in the culture. And if we never had the chance to go back to that beautiful country again, that we would feel like we had seen it all.
It also just makes you appreciate air conditioning. Oh my God. We were struggling hard because there was no air conditioning, and Fiji is a very, very hot place. Let's just
paint the picture. So we were in 38 degrees humidity, no air conditioning, just a loud fan in our room, sharing on bunk beds that were wobbling with no, like, borders. We had roughly 2-minute showers that were cold, which was actually refreshing.
Really nice. And it wasn't like a shower, it was a tap.
Yep.
Like, it was like a little tap.
We had to be worried about geckos and
and all the mosquito diseases.
But it made it all the more fun.
Oh, dude, because everyone's also in the same boat, and we all became, like, really close with all the other people living in the volunteer home, and we were all kind of in it together. And then obviously we got to the resort and we were like, oh, this is really nice. But it was like, no, it wasn't the same. Like, I feel like, you know, in the resort we didn't have to leave.
Yeah, my most memorable parts of the country were not that.
No.
It was beautiful. Don't get me wrong. The resort was beautiful. Lovely. But like, it's just funny because every other time we had spoken to someone, because obviously Fiji is a big destination to go to from Australia, they were like, oh yeah, the resorts are mad. There's all these activities you can do there. The food's incredible. The views are incredible. But we'd never leave. Like, you don't even need to leave.
You don't need to leave your resort. Well, like, you just stay.
If I had gone and just did our last 3 days for our whole trip, I don't think I would have enjoyed it.
I don't think I would have enjoyed it. No, no.
It's like, I can do that here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can just go book the Sheraton out and you know, have a vibe. You don't need to travel to a different country. But, yeah, that's most certainly, I think, yeah. If you want to do it on a budget, absolutely. If you want to do it expensively, yeah, also fine.
Same applies for everywhere, really. I've spoken to multiple people that, like, for example, let's talk about some of our travel experiences and some of the things that we've learned along the way. So I'll talk about my most recent trip because that was another really one that was most memorable other than Fiji, which was I went and did Scandinavia with my boyfriend, which was actually very, very, very beautiful, fun. Yeah, I've never seen, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen such beautiful landscapes in my life.
Yeah.
I was obsessed.
The photos were insane.
I was obsessed with the place. So we went and did, like, we did it in minus 30 degrees, northern lights hunting sort of situation.
Every time I, like, FaceTimed you, you were, like, wrapped in a blanket or, like, had, like, this, like, hat on or, like, fucking four scarves.
No, seriously. Like, actually, so we can give some advice along the way, I was actually going to say one of my favorite parts of traveling is figuring out navigating that country while I'm there on my own. Like, when we were there, we went through some rough experiences, like having to figure out how to half speak Norwegian to a bus driver to get us up a mountain in Tromso, which is like in the middle of nowhere. It's not the capital. It's like all the way up the top, pretty much touching the top of the earth. Or like, you know, navigating when things close or whipping out a map. Do you know how many times I've pulled out maps when I've been overseas and literally just been like, okay.
I don't think I've ever looked at a proper map unless I was overseas.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like here you've got the Google Maps, which you can also use overseas, but a lot of the time it's like you're walking around with
it. Makes you very independent.
Oh, it makes you like, makes your brain go.
I remember I'll go back to my Greece trip as well. So the year prior to that, I remember once, it's just a funny memory. We didn't know I was on another trip with my boyfriend in Greece and we were island hopping and I literally remember having to connect my phone to the dingiest, I think the Wi-Fi was called Dirty Laundry or something like that, the dingiest Wi-Fi, so I could FaceTime one of my friends because I couldn't, like, I can read and speak fluent Greek, but the maps in Europe, the train maps all over the place, people that know, I couldn't figure out how to get where she wanted to meet us. So I had to join some dingy Wi-Fi, make sure I was connected and I could also see the map at the same time so I could FaceTime her to be like, how do we get there? Can you meet us here? What trains do we need to stop at? It really, like, it builds your confidence so much and makes you, like, I feel like I can conquer the world now. If I can figure out the map to Europe, I can conquer the world.
Well, that's the thing. Also, yeah, tip, before you go traveling, get the map of the place that you're staying at, or like, you know, if you're,
download the apps as well.
Download that the locals apps. Use.
Was one of my biggest tips. I downloaded all the Aurora apps that my Airbnb hosts told me to do.
Get your guide is a great one. Get your guide. It's got all different excursions and tools for like a really good price. What other ones? Hostel World, if you're looking for hostels.
Booking.com, the G, but everyone knows that, I guess.
Yeah.
But Airbnb. I mean more in terms of like when you're in the country, research and speak to the locals and see what they do and how they get around and what restaurants they eat at and what transport they use, because you'll actually end up realizing that you're having more fun trying to navigate how it is to genuinely immerse in their culture, but you're also saving money.
You are.
In the long run, 90% of the time.
You know what's also a really good tool? Sorry, it just came to mind. TikTok. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime I go overseas or go to another place, TikTok is my best friend because people are constantly posting cheapest places to go and eat in Bali, cheapest places to go and visit in Paris. Like, oh my God, TikTok would be your best friend. Yeah. Oh, we need like a like a travel company to sponsor us, because I feel that's, like,
oh, we'd be the best. Take us anywhere. We'll go anywhere.
Take us anywhere. We will review the food. We will immerse ourselves in the culture. It's
we'll sleep on
amazing.
The floor. Just we'll sleep please on the take floor. Us.
We'll sleep on the street.
Okay, I want to speak about one more thing.
Okay, one more thing.
Post-travel depression.
Oh, God, it's so and real.
Seriously. So real. The feeling of having to come back home as much as you want to and then having to mold yourself back into your normal life when you feel like there's so much more out there.
Oh, God.
And navigating that and feel like you want so much more out of life now. I've experienced that every single time.
I've experienced it after Fiji.
Oh, yeah.
After Fiji, after my most recent holidays and trips. And oh, my God, I went traveling to New Zealand. I had never been before, and me and one of my beautiful friends, Nisha, shout out Nisha. Oh my God, best travel partner ever. We went and traveled New Zealand, and we were there for maybe like, yeah, around 3 weeks.
Mm.
And I remember when I got back, I literally cried in my bed because my cat was in my arms and I was crying. She was like licking the tears off my face. Aww. Because I was so sad that experience had ended. And I don't know why. I think that country just really affected me in a weird way. And it came at a time where I really needed to travel and get out and have new experiences and meet new people. And I had the best time, and same with Fiji. I was so sad after Fiji. We were on FaceTime being like, we're so depressed.
We
want to
go back. It's crazy because you end up feeling so disconnected.
You feel so disconnected from your reality.
And you don't want to be in the same old patterns you were in before. I don't know. Maybe that's just us. It's not just us.
No, it's a universal experience.
Every single person that has gone traveling to the extent that, like, not just a family holiday, like we're talking going out and seeing the world.
Like actual travel experiences.
We'll understand where we're coming from.
Also,
and it applies to short trips too. Sorry.
Yeah, like, you can go for
a few
days and
somewhere for 3 days to a week. The same thing could happen.
Change a complete experience. Also, can I just say you need to volunteer in a different country once in your life?
Oh, my goodness.
Because, oh, my God, like, I think I'm going to be volunteering overseas every year. It completely changed my life, like, my whole perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing mattered in that moment. I was like, oh, my God, I not only do you feel like you're doing good, but it's the best way to connect with people. It's the best way to immerse yourself into a new culture, into new environment, new people.
And you feel like you're getting something more out of it. Like when we traveled, obviously we always wanted to travel together, but we were like, we want something a bit more fulfilling than just going and sunbaking.
Yeah.
Like we want, no, seriously, nothing wrong with sunbaking.
We
love sunbaking.
We live near the beach. We could go to the beach in Bondi or any time, any day.
We had, oh my God, experience.
The kids, oh my God, the kids, the people. Oh. Teacher Etta.
Oh, stop. Guys, we're going to cry on the pod for the first time. Actually, one more point that I just remembered that I written down. It's so funny to witness what different countries and what different people consider to be a good life. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Oh, my
like,
Lord,
if
yes.
A good life in Sydney, just back home, like a good life in Sydney compared to a good life where I used to be living in Dubai compared to a new life in Greece, for example, that's just the three places I've experienced the most, is actually crazy. And then I look at places like what people considered a good life in Scandinavia or in Fiji or in London, I don't know, wherever. Like, it's so shocking to me how some people are so happy with so little. I think
Fiji is a perfect example of that.
Oh, my goodness.
People, like, to have a good life in Fiji.
I've never met more beautiful people.
You need family and human connection. That's it. You could be living on the street, but as long as you've got your family there and you can have some food and you've got your people, nothing else matters. We visited a village. At the school that we were volunteering at, beautiful teacher Etta took us to her Fijian village and, you know, introduced us to everyone.
Yeah.
And the village is pretty big. Like, I don't know how many people live in there, maybe like
100
or so. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone's feeding each other, bringing cakes, bringing, you know, salads, all grow fruit. They're all bringing it to each other. You'll see the kids playing outside.
They were
together, including everyone. Like, we were there. Everyone was saying, hello, come and join us.
Bulla.
Like, do you want some food? Let me make you some tea. Let me do this. And bulla, bulla. And
we literally wanted to come back and get bulla tattooed on us.
Yeah, because it was
that's
just
how,
like
that's how beyond much that trip touched our hearts.
Human connection, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, is there anything else you think we need to touch on before we wrap up?
I think those are the main parts.
But yeah, I think if we'd have to give one piece of advice to anyone, if this hasn't convinced you enough already to go out and trace your travel dreams, you can always come back home.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever feel like you're going to be stuck. Even if it means booking a one-way ticket somewhere, you can always come back home. You can always come back to your comfort, but you'll never regret or have what-ifs if you do.
And do it while you're young, you know, do it while you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Because the older you get, the kind of more responsibilities and life gets a little bit serious and things like that. And I feel like doing it while you're young, while you can, you know, go and get a new perspective on life and meet people that will form your circle later on in life is amazing.
Obviously, we know that there's situations where people can't prioritize traveling, absolutely, even if it means doing it in a cheap way. But if you do have the opportunity and the only thing stopping you is your internal thoughts, we promise you won't regret it.
Yeah. And it's not something that, like, you can save up and you can work towards it. Mm-hmm. Put a little bit of money in your savings every time you get your paycheck. Like,
I think that's the one thing that I'll never regret spending money on.
No.
Like, I was literally saying this to my friend at work the other day. I was like, $2,000 on a designer bag, you could not catch me dead. $2,000 on a plane ticket, I'm there. Yeah. Take it. Take my card.
Yeah.
That's literally me.
Yeah. And it's a really good,
at this point in
good spending opportunity if you are going to spend your money. Spend it wisely, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's us. That's our travel.
We're going to go book our next trip, guys.
We are. We're going to go back and plan what we want. We really want to go to Japan next, don't we?
Yes.
Japan or Canada.
Wow.
Okay, let's go. Let's do make that it now. Woo! All right.
You can
see
wrap it
you
up,
everyone. And we'll catch you
in the next one.
Episode of the Lostish
podcast.